and welcome to another edition of Ireland Calling, which is brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us in Auckland on Wednesday night on Planet FM, down to Christchurch on Saturday night on Plains FM down there, and then Sunday afternoon, Kapiti Coast on Wellington Access Radio. Oliver Lee is my name, in case you forgot. I'll be with you for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland. Greetings to everybody listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. And we'll start it off the programme there tonight with the Mason's Apron from Stockton's Wing. And we've got a good selection of music tonight. No interviews on the programme tonight, so there's more music. And we'll bring you all the latest sports news. Now, a good weekend for Leinster Rugby or Kilkenny Hurlers. More about that later on. But good news, everybody in Ireland, because the temperature has gone through the roof. The highest ever temperature for May recorded in Shannon Airport this afternoon of 30.5 degrees. So a great spell of weather. And I'm sure people will be hoping it'll continue. I think it's going to continue for at least three or four more days. All right, we're going to open up the show tonight with Sinead O'Connor. I was out walking my dog Seamus yesterday evening. I listened to Rising Time in RTE, quite a lot of Shea Burns program there. But I'm out walking and he played this version of Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, by the late Sinead O'Connor. So I hope you enjoy this. Cry For Me Argentina by Sinead O'Connor. And welcome along. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, as I mentioned at the start of the programme, records have been broken for May, the highest temperature ever recorded in Ireland today. So pictures on front of pretty much all of Tuesday's papers in Ireland of people swimming in Black Rock and Galway, the 40 foot in Dublin, and other parts of Ireland as well. Sadly, a young girl from Ballymun died on Sunday. She was swimming just north of Dublin, and I see another young person from Monaghan is critically ill after an incident at a lake. But this is a new Irish temperature record for May, and it's been broken twice in the same day. So Shannon Airport became the first place in Ireland to record a temperature of more than 30 degrees. The 30.5 degree was there on Tuesday afternoon and was higher than the 29.7 recorded at Oak Park in Carlow earlier in the day. So certainly time for sunscreen and stuff. So it's great after the terrible long winter. In fact, you know, there was really no autumn last year. I was back there in August last year. We got brilliant weather for 3 weeks, and then at the end of August the rain started, and I think it pretty much rained on and off from August. Many farmers had their livestock indoors till a few weeks ago. So thank God the good weather is helping farmers get a lot of work done. Lots of silage being done all around the country, and in the west of Ireland, where people are still allowed to put turf on the bogs, the turf is being cut and it'll be drying well in the coming days and weeks. All right, we're going to go have a song for all the people from Dublin listening to the programme tonight. Dublin in the Rare Old Times by the Dubliners. And I want to play this in memory of Willie Coyle. Willie passed away earlier this week, lived in Devonport here from Dublin, Skerries, out that direction. And a wonderful man. I played golf with Willie many a time at Waitemata. And I know his pain has ended after a long battle. So to all of Willie's family and friends, we hope you enjoyed this particular song, In the Rare Old Times. Dublin in the Rare Old Times, in memory of the late Willie Coyle, and Dublin, very, very hot. Not quite as hot as Geoffrey Donaldson and his wife Eleanor are at the moment. Geoffrey Donaldson is the former leader of the Democratic Unionist Party, and obviously took over from Peter Robinson, who took over from Ian Paisley, and probably was responsible for holding up the peace, getting the Northern Ireland executive up and running for nearly 3 years. There was lots of battle between the DUP and Sinn Féin, and as Trump said from time to time, it looked like the DUP held all the Trump cards because they had the majority. But that changed as a result of a swing in the most recent election. But all changed utterly for Geoffrey Donaldson, because just over 2 years ago, he and his wife, Eleanor, were arrested on numerous sex offences charges. So there's been numerous times that this case was to go to court, and on each occasion it was delayed while the case was being made. And then it was announced last week that his wife, Eleanor, wouldn't face a full criminal trial. There'll be a trial of the facts, and whether she's found guilty or the facts are proven, she won't be obviously sentenced to get her custodial sentence. But the jury has been selected now for the trial of Geoffrey Donaldson, and the trial starts tomorrow. It's expected to run for a month, and it was a huge fall from grace. He obviously, as I mentioned, had held up discussions and trying to get the Northern Ireland executive up and running, especially after the whole Brexit issue. And then these allegations came out. So the judge yesterday warned people that there's been lots of rumours going around on the internet that anybody that posts anything in relation to this trial could face a jail time of up to 2 years. So it'll probably be the biggest trial in Ireland for years. And obviously the people that have made the complaint there have got anonymity, but it's obviously very, very tough for all the people involved. Okay, we're going to move on this time. Well, it is a beautiful day, not a bad sort of a day here in Auckland either, and this is U2 and a beautiful day.
a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, you too, and a beautiful day. And the rumour is they might tour next year. Whether they'll end up down here, we just have to wait and see. They want to bring out an album September, October. And speaking of tourists, it's great to see the Waterboys last week. They put on a wonderful show in Auckland at the AFT Centre. It's pretty much a full house, and they played non-stop for 2 hours. It was great to see them in action. Mike Scott, 68, going strong. And you too. I see the other person that's coming here later this year is Dermot Kennedy. Dermot, really an up-and-coming, well, has been for a number of years, Irish singer. And he's doing concerts here in November in Christchurch on the 25th of November, Wellington on the 27th, and Auckland on the 28th. And tickets are now on sale for his tour at Ticketmaster. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, there was two by-elections held in Ireland last week, one in Dublin Central and the other one in Galway West. And traditionally, turnouts are low in by-elections, and usually the government parties, their candidates come last or are well beaten, but that's changed in Galway West, where Sean Hine, former Fine Gael MP, was re-elected. He lost his seat in 2020 and again in 2024, and he was in the Shannon, but he managed to get in pretty much on the last count as a result of the Labour candidate on Galway being eliminated. But Fintan O'Toole has written a good article here in the Irish Times on Sunday. When Bertie was in the height of his powers in 2007, at that particular election, Fianna Fáil got 37% of the vote in Galway West. They got 9% the other day. And it was even worse news in Dublin Centre, where Daniel Innes from the Social Democratic Party, he won the seat there. Of course, there was all the talk before. It was about Hutch, you know, whether he would win, but after a good showing in the last general election. But Daniel Innes came through and takes a seat. It might be a short-term one because, you know, it'll be 3 years till the next election, and commentators say Social Democrats will be lucky to win one seat in that constituency next time around. But here's the alarming figures. Back in 2007, that election in Dublin Centre, Fianna Fáil got 15,398 votes. They got, the other day, they got 1,049. So their percentage of votes dropped 93%. And Fintan, you know, says, how could a party that gets such a low, you know, percentage of votes still be in power? And he said there's shaky ground under Fianna Fáil at the moment, but quite shaky for Sinn Féin too, because they were really expected to do well in Dublin Central, and they did very, very badly. Their candidate eliminated early on, and there's now a row within the Fine Gael, within the Sinn Féin party, because they think they've moved too much away from the left, swinging a bit more to the right. So it's certainly not good news. And Mary Lou McDonald is trying to put a good, you know, showing on, saying that they're happy with everything, but she's under pressure. And whether or not there'll be a move to replace her, we'll have to wait and see. Right, time for more music. This time, Daniel O'Donnell with a special song, Lady of Naught. And I want to dedicate this to a man whose fourth anniversary takes place today. Micheál Kane from our own parish back in Kilkerran. Lisa Cara, Micheál was a great man to walk and knock, and I know his wife Nora and sons Colin and Sean and daughter Mary listen to Ireland Falling on a regular basis. And it's also coming up to the fifth anniversary of my mum Sabina's death this weekend. And again, that Micheál, both Micheál and Mammy were great devotees of Our Lady, and spent many, many times in Knock. Micheál was our postman in Kilkerran for many years, and always had a scamp in our house. So in memory of Micheál, 4 years gone, and my mother, Sabina, Daniel, and singing Our Lady of Knock.
There were people of all ages gathered round the gable wall, poor and humble men and women, little children that you would call. We are gathered here before you, and our hearts are just the same, filled with joy at such a vision as we praise your name. message is unspoken, but the truth in silence lies. So I gaze upon your vision, and the truth I try to find. Here I stand with John the teacher, and with Joseph at your side, and I see the Lamb of God on the altar glorified. Golden rose, green of Ireland, all thy cares and troubles cease, as I kneel with love.
Beautiful voice there of Daniel O'Donnell with a great song, Lady of Knocht. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Let's have a look at sport. We go through rugby first and the Heineken Cup. Well, the Challenge Cup final and Heineken Cup United, or the Champions Cup of rugby, were held in Bilbao in Spain on Friday night and Saturday night. First up, Ulster. They played Montpellier and they were well beaten. And not alone were they beaten in that. If they won that, they would play in Champions Rugby next year. But by losing it, they don't play Champions Rugby next year. And our team in the West, Connacht, will what you call be playing Champions Rugby. But that was on Friday night, beautiful stadium in Bilbao. And then on Saturday, Leinster were hoping that they could add a fifth star. And after losing the last four attempts that they were in the Heineken Cup finals, and they were annihilated by Bordeaux. Absolutely, the game was pretty much over at half time. So serious questions to be asked with the coaching set up in Leinster, and I'd say it'll be probably hard for the current coach Leo Cullen to hold on to his job. There was talks that he might move on last year, but certainly getting to the final is a great achievement, but to lose so many in a row is not good, and it's probably not good for the Irish team. Will be coming down here to play test in New Zealand on the 18th of July in Australia. They're playing a test the week before, 2 weeks before, and playing Japan over there. This weekend, they have to turn their attention quickly to the playoffs in the United Rugby Championship. So Leinster are at home. They're playing the Lions. Whether the boys can lift their heads up for that game, we'll have to wait and see. my team from the West Connacht have to travel to Glasgow to play Glasgow, who topped the group. So that could be a top, top game for Connacht, who have done very well under former English and Leinster coach Stuart Lancaster this year. And then Munster, who were hit with lots of injuries, and they're away to the Bulls. So that'll be a tough, tough game for them. So a lot to play for this weekend. Cricket, Ireland are playing New Zealand in cricket in Belfast over the next 4 days. This is a big test for them. Obviously, New Zealand, odds on favourites to win. And I see where Jim Furyk, the American golfer and captain of the Ryder Cup team from next year, he's in Ireland at the moment. He was at the Limerick Cork hurling game. Limerick, it wasn't Cork they played at the weekend. We'll have the results here in a minute. Now they played Waterford, I think, last weekend. But Limerick are well and truly into the length of Munster final. No, it wasn't Waterford. I'll give you all the GA scores in a minute. But anyway, Jim was there as a guest of JP McManus, and then he was up in Ballinrobe yesterday at the races. So having a good time and getting really good weather. Let's take another song and I'll come back. There's so many GAA results to go through. I'll go through them after we come back after this song from CMASH, I Don't Care For You.
Yeah.
there, C-Matt, and I Don't Care For You, and she won another big award at the weekend. She won an award a few weeks ago, and she was touring in the States, and she certainly didn't hold back in letting Bertie know what she thought of him about his comments that he made in relation to immigrants when he was canvassing a few weeks ago. But C-Matt, one of Ireland's up-and-coming singers, well, she's been up and coming for a few years, she's doing very, very well. Now, you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with great support of the Hugh Green Group. Hugh would have been happy if he was still alive, because Donegal had a big win down in Killarney on Saturday evening against Kerry. But there was a big scuffle at half-time, and there was rumours going around all week, maybe for the last 3 days, whether David Clifford and Jim McGuinness might be given lengthy suspensions because of a few slaps that were thrown or handbags kind of thrown around there at halftime. It was a niggly type of a game, but I think the GAA committee have come out tonight and said there'll be no further action taken against either McGuinness or Clifford. So first of all, the results from Saturday, and of course you can watch all these games on GAA Plus. There's so much to watch. And you can go in there and buy a single game or get the season pass. You'll still a couple of months of the season to go, and you can go back and watch all the games. So GAAplus.ie is the place to go. And Jim Furyk was saying when he was interviewed yesterday, he was so really delighted to see Ireland. First time ever he's seen a game, that he'll be watching all the Limerick matches now when he gets back home. But anyway, back to football. Donegal, Kerry, they played in the league final a few weeks ago. And this time, Donegal went down to Killarney, and they convincingly beat Kerry 220 to 16 points. So both teams continue into the next round. Donegal went to the winners group, and Kerry into the losers group. Then you had Cork playing Westmeath. That was a good game, 30 points for Cork, 124 for Meath. And then my own County Galway playing Kildare over in the West after being beaten by Roscommon. And the Connacht final, they bounced back with a good win, 321 to 17 points. So that was all happening on Saturday. And then we moved to Sunday. There's so many different games. There's the Tailteann Cup games. There's minor finals. There's under 21, but we'll stick to the seniors. Back to the seniors, Roscommon. They were hosting Tyrone down in Dr. Hyde Park in Roscommon. Again, beautiful conditions for football over the weekend. And they were pipped at the final post there, 218 to 316. And then you had hurling, a big upset here. Dublin knocking Kilkenny out of the All-Ireland Championship. Dublin 126, Kilkenny 2 points. So Dublin and Galway will contest. Galway beat Wexford 231 to 320. Galway will play Dublin in the Leinster Hurling Championship final, and Offaly come through after beating Kildare 129 to 15 points, so they went to the All-Ireland playoff championships. And Limerick, they played Tipperary. Tipperary All-Ireland champions last year. Certainly surprised All-Ireland champions last year after demolishing Cork in the second half of that final. But they're gone for the season now, having a very bad season. Limerick beat them 5 goals and 27 points to 25 points. So no wonder Jim Furyk enjoyed that game. And another good game between Cork and Clare. Cork 130, Clare 114. So it'll be Cork Limerick in the Leinster hurling final, and that game will be played in Cork, and that'll be a sellout. In fact, 46,000 I think it was nearly sold out the other day. So there are all the big games that were played last weekend. And coming up this weekend, you've got Westmeath and Cavan, Armagh Derry that's in senior football, and that's on Saturday. Then on Sunday you've got the final of the Larry Maher Cup, Leitrim against Longford. Right, let's keep going here. Looking around here, we've got Inga and Orinoco Flow.
Let me reach out.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And that was a first big hit for Aoife. And of course, Aoife's sister, Moya Brennan, passed away a few weeks ago, shortly after the great Dolores Keane, two great musicians gone too soon. What else has happened just before we wrap up here for another week? I'm just looking, as I said, everybody happy with the fine weather in Ireland, and let's hope it continues. Fallout from the tragedy in Dublin, where a homeless man originally from Congo, Yves Saiki, he was arrested, kind of restrained last Friday week in Henry Street, one of the streets and shopping streets in Dublin, after shoplifting. But it seems that there was aggressive force by the Gardaí, and it's been investigated now. And the poor man died. He was only 35. He's had a tough life, according to family reports over the last few days. He was laid to rest this week. What else has happened? Yeah, well, the GAA cracked down. They didn't crack down. If the report had been put into the referee's report last week, Jim McGuinness might have to be on the sidelines for the next few weeks. But a lot at stake in the coming weeks, because Donegal probably, they're still hurting after being knocked out in the Ulster Championship. But now they're certainly back playing good football, and they hope that they can go on and maybe win that All-Ireland final. There's still quite a bit of games to go. Once upon a time, if you lost your game, you were gone for the season, but now there's a second and third way into the championship, depending on how many games that you win. And as I said, you can watch all the games on GAA+. Right, well, that's about it for me. I'm just looking at the clock here. With maybe time for certainly one more song. We're going to go with we'll play the Multones, the Rose and Mooncoin, and we'll play this for all the Kilkenny people that are listening. You won't be hearing this song on All-Ireland final day in Croke Park in July, and if we have time, we might be able to throw in a bit of the Tom Petty's The Way I Am before we finish up the program. Thanks again for tuning in, and thanks again to the Hugh Green Group for your continued support of
How sweet is to roam by the sunny shore stream, and hear the dove coo 'neath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Mooncoin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. By your water so clear sounds a lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Mooncoin. She sailed far away o'er the dark rolling foam, far away from the hills of her dear Irish home, where the fisherman sports with his small boat and line on the banks of the shore that flows down by Mooncoin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. By your waters so clear sounds a lark's merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Mooncoin. Then here's to the shore
with its valleys so fair. As oft times we wandered in the cool morning air, where the roses are blooming and the lilies entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Mooncoin.
Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. By your waters so clear sounds the last merry song. On your green banks I'll wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, the rose of Mooncoin.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go and I must bide. But come back when summer's in the meadow. White with snow, and I'll be here, sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
Last to leave the bar, spend the weekend over drinking. lies ahead for me. If I wake up in the morning, I hear the road is calling. I'll give it all I've got. Never mind the pints and shots. Spend the weekends over drinking. Monday's over thinking. Will I find a better plan? Will I try my best tonight? I try. It's just the way I am. Just the way I am.
Gonna be a bright, sunshiny day.